That my words and the meditations of all our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. I don't know what your image of a shepherd is. Sometimes we see Christ depicted in art as the good shepherd, perhaps surrounded by some rather clean sheep, perhaps carrying one, or often carrying one, on his shoulder, this picture of him going to find the lost sheep. A romantic and a pastoral sort of image. I studied in Durham University, and I remember going back some years afterwards, and in a church there, and I can never remember which one it is, but there was a modern sculpture, a relief sculpture on the wall of the Good Shepherd. And it was an image of a local shepherd with his wind cheetah and his flat cap. And I liked that. And I've remembered it because it reminds me, anyway, that the Good Shepherd is with us now, not just on a windy Palestinian hillside 2,000 years ago. We may not see ourselves as sheep, but it's still good to know we have a shepherd, I remember reading somewhere. A very rural image, though, and many of us, like me, are townies. Perhaps you're a bit more rural here than I am, as it were. But the broadcaster and writer David Winter, who I believe is in this area, or used to be, comments that most people in the Western world have never met a shepherd. I don't know about you. I think I might have done, but a long time ago. But in fact, he says, neither have most sheep. I'm not being a country person myself. I don't know how accurate that is. But you get the picture, that perhaps life is a bit different today. And our image of a shepherd today is rather removed from the reality of the life of an Eastern shepherd in the Bible. But hold on to that thought for a minute. Most of you will know already that I do some prison chaplaincy work. If I come and take services here more often, you'll hear about it. People in Summertown and Marston are probably sick of hearing about it. But one thing that prisoners often like to do, as far as the chaplaincy is concerned, is to come to chapel to light a candle in memory of someone. It may be on the day of a relative's funeral, because unless it's a very close relative, they're not allowed out to the funeral. Or it may be somebody, a friend, often even young people. If they're in the drug scene, people may die, or their friends may die quite young. So it can be to remember somebody who's died, a relative in the past. Sometimes it's somebody many years ago. And that gives people... It gives the men who come a time to reflect and to remember, to be away from them, the busyness of the wing and the noise, to be away from their cellmate, somewhere private. So it's good. If they'd like a Bible reading, then I often read the 23rd Psalm. And I'll tell them that the picture of the shepherd in the Bible isn't quite like what we might imagine today. When perhaps we picture him strolling over the hills, perhaps a bit like those over there, strolling over the hills with his dog, a dog doing most of the work. The Palestinian shepherd lived on the job, perhaps since childhood, camping out in the fields. He needed to be constantly on guard. He needed to be watchful. The sheep would wander off in the rough terrain and perhaps get stuck and lost. And so he'd have to go and to rescue them, perhaps putting his life at risk. And there was other danger, from thieves, from attacks from wolves and other wild animals. So he had to be strong and brave and alert. And sometimes he had to risk his life for his sheep. He was someone who took great care of the sheep. I might mention to the prisoner that Jesus tells us a story about a shepherd going off to find the one sheep which was lost, leaving the others safe, but having a concern for the one. I'll say something of all of that to the prisoner. And then I'll say that the picture of the shepherd in the Bible, as in that Psalm 23, is a picture of God. And it shows us something of what God's love is like. Not something wishy-washy, as it were, but something strong and protective, willing to risk everything for his flock, for us. I'll say that God cares for us in the way that Eastern shepherds cared for the sheep. That he's on the job all the time, protecting us, watching over us, hunting for us when we are lost. And that lostness, obviously, very important to people there in prison, a number of them, many of them lost in all sorts of different ways. And like the shepherd hunting for the one lost sheep, God cares for each one of us. And if it's someone there to remember somebody who has died, then I'll say that God's care for us doesn't stop when we die. That their loved one who has died is safe in the protection of that God. It's a picture that I try to get across to offer comfort and hope. I think it's a picture that's good for us all to remember again that message of the strong love of God. This picture of the shepherd is a strong image of the love of God. We might want to add to that. Sheep and shepherds, perhaps not particularly common to us these days, as folk who often live in rural areas. But it's very much an everyday picture in the Gospels and in the Scriptures generally. Part of everyday life. But also a metaphor for so much else. I remember in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus describes the crowds who follow him as sheep without a shepherd. They're at risk from false prophets who would deceive them. He describes those as wolves in sheep's clothing. And that picture of God as the shepherd of Israel is such a recurring image throughout the Bible. And then we have David, the shepherd king. The one who was literally a shepherd, but then his kingship is as a servant of the people as well as a leader. And Jesus, the son of David, following in his footsteps. So all sorts of imagery around sheep and shepherds. And we notice that Jesus speaks of himself as the good shepherd. We had that reading from the prophet Ezekiel, where he condemns the bad shepherds of the people. Those who don't live up to their responsibilities, who are looking out for themselves and not caring for their flock of the people. And it may be that Jesus, when he's thinking of himself and talking of himself as the good shepherd, is in contrast to this picture of Ezekiel. Jesus perhaps thinking of the religious leaders of his time, who he feels are not being faithful to their charge. In contrast, he is the one who is committed, who lays down his life. And he used this image of the hired man who is not as committed. I know my own, says Jesus. That makes me think of a sort of modern illustration of the temporary worker in an office. Somebody who may well be very well-meaning and do the work as well as they can, but who doesn't have the same background knowledge or background or commitment or knowledge to the organisation, because they're not going to be there for very long. So they won't give of themselves in the same way that the regular staff might. Jesus is not the temp. Jesus is not the hired man. He's there for the duration. In our readings, we had then this theme of the good shepherd, the ideal shepherd, you might say, the one who is willing to care sacrificially, even to death. In other words, this self-sacrificing love of Jesus. But it's not just about Jesus. We are called to that ideal also. in that letter from John, there was a call for us, Christ's people, the church, to show that same kind of love. You remember what Jesus said to Peter by the lakeside, "Feed my sheep," the command to carry on his work of caring. And John says it's a love we're to show in truth and action, a practical kind of love, a genuine concern for other people. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? A huge challenge for us, I think, in this global world. A tough ask, to use the modern parlance. And I think we might see the picture of the ideal shepherd, the good shepherd, as a model for our own caring as we try and struggle with just how to serve in our community and in our world. The shepherd is committed to the flock. Something here then, I think, about our own commitment to those around us. It's not just about our families and friends, not just about our folk here in our own church. Jesus also talks about other sheep, those not of the flock, ones he must also bring into the fold. Perhaps we might see that as the community around, people that we try to serve who live around in our neighbourhood. Perhaps we might see it as the wider world. Perhaps we might see it as those we find difficult to love. The other sheep, but being committed to the flock. And then there is the self-sacrifice of the shepherd, encouraging us to give of ourselves when it's not easy or convenient. And the shepherd protects the flock, encouraging us, I think, to be caring and supporting where we can, particularly perhaps the most vulnerable people who are around us. And of course, love is what underpins it all. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. All of this is the heart of our Christian faith. So that what we do for others, we are called to do out of love for them, love which mirrors the love of God. Let's remember that love isn't all about activity. Yes, an active kind of love, but the kind of people that we are is sometimes as important as what we do. John's letter talks of truth and action. And quite small things can mean a lot because we're caring and sincere. Something I find in prison chaplaincy work is very important. Listening, giving people time, treating them with respect is very important to the prisoners, some of whom are ostracised by other prisoners, never mind by society. So just being people of integrity. Just a little story to finish. I know you run a couple of lunch clubs, and this is a true story from somebody who also was involved in a lunch club. She spoke about an elderly man who was persuaded to join a lunch club after his wife had died. And after a few months, he said, "I thought my life was over, but you have given me something to live for, something to live for. Not the lunches, but the support and the friendship of other people. Small things we can all do." So let our prayer be that the Good Shepherd may help us to follow in his footsteps in this context in which we find ourselves. Amen.